Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Mornings here on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network, 102.7 FM, Omaha Council Bluffs, Lincoln, and surrounding communities, 98.3 FM in Norfolk, and the new Spirit 91.5, welcoming all of our new listeners in the Grand Island area. I'm Bruce McGregor, and in Guatemala, my wonderful wife, Chris, is there, along with the other Ishimeros, if you will, our missionaries working through Ishim and our sister diocese in Huehuetenango. And in our host city this morning, we are hooking up with Father Damian Zerline. Father, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, everyone.
All right. Well, we're a number of days into the mission, and why don't we have you give us a little update on what's going on with everybody.
All right. Well, the medical team has been very, very busy. They're seeing, yesterday, they saw 120-plus women who came into the clinic. These 120 were had appointments, and then there's always quite a few that hear that the American doctors are in town, and they'll line up, and they'll just wait throughout the day and hope that they can see somebody. So they've been very busy. It's been a bit chaotic down there trying to handle everybody, but our team has done extremely well and trying to be compassionate and patient and understanding with all the folks that came by. We also, Bill Schumacher did extra body treatments yesterday morning. There was some confusion over when the group was supposed to come in, and so he did about another 75 fluoride treatments. The education team met yesterday with the teachers in the Catholic school, spent the morning kind of talking about differences in educational systems between Guatemala and the U.S., parental support, parental involvement, government involvement, plans for schools, and those kind of things. And then in the afternoon, the education team met with the teachers and just talked about different kind of activities or teaching tools that are available that are really simple. Simple things like flashcards, which we might just take for granted that we had flashcards growing up, how to do math problems or spelling or those kind of things, and that's a brand new concept to them, just not in their box of tools. So give them just very simple things like that to be able to use little games that teach children, and so their teachers have been very appreciative of that, those efforts. And then we've had the experience in the homes, which has been wonderful. Folks down here are so hospitable and so welcoming and just hunger to have somebody else in their home, and it makes them see themselves differently and their homes differently to put an American in there. So we have all kinds of experiences, and hopefully we'll be able to get a few of the folks on today to tell you about their experience.
Okay. And I understand, Father, a couple more of the small water purification systems that are also being installed. Are those in the clinic?
We're in the clinic. Bill Tom Mertz did those yesterday afternoon. They really don't take all that long to make, 15, 20 minutes to put a system together. And then they're going to leave them in the clinic down there, and they were spending some time teaching some of the folks who work in the clinic year-round how to maintain it, how to clean it, what to do with it. Although they should, the slow systems, they'll make about 4 to 5 gallons of water a day, but for a family, or like for the hospital, that should be absolutely fine.
Right. Now, in addition to the medical clinic and a lot of the education things going on, I noticed some of the projects that are also either in progress or going to happen. We actually have people who will be working with accountants and carpenters and continuing fluoride treatments for the people there, don't we?
That's right. This morning we will be doing 400 fluoride treatments, and that was just so much fun the other day to watch our folks from Omaha putting the fluoride on their teeth, others teaching them how to brush. Omar was working brush techniques as well as Nancy Pearl and Lee French. They were all doing the brushing, and then the others putting on the fluoride. So they've got 400 of them tomorrow. Now, Lee French has a challenge tomorrow because he's a carpenter. and the carpenters down here want to learn from a carpenter in the States. So, finding translators who know carpentry words is going to be a real challenge today. So we're hoping to work through that. The other kind of unique event that's happening today, two of our people, Gene and Bill, have accounting backgrounds, and folks down here want to learn from them about just if they're doing accounting correctly and what recommendations they would have for them. So those would be kind of fun encounters for them.
Right.
For today.
Well, everyone, I'm sure, under the tutelage of Lee French, I believe he's from Wayne, Nebraska, will certainly know the word nail by the time he's done.
That's right.
Okay. Now, Father, go ahead.
There's two kind of interesting encounters. One of the teachers in the school lived for 3 years in Grand Island, Nebraska. So for the listeners out there, he worked in Grand Island at the packing house for 3 years and then came back to his family here. So now he's teaching in the Catholic school here. So he knew Nebraska well, and he talked about different places. He knew it well. And then, I don't know if Chris mentioned this in the interviews, but we had a young fellow who lives in Omaha and works in Omaha, who was here for his mother's funeral. So after the funeral, he stopped by to say hi to us and said, "Oh, Sebastian." So it was great to see a familiar face, and he speaks English quite well. So for him to connect with us, both of those are like little pieces of home that come right here.
Yeah, it's amazing. Small world. Now, Father, in the medical clinic, day one, they were seeing children. Today, they were seeing mothers and children, and then tomorrow will be just the general populace. What kinds of things are they seeing in the clinic? What are the needs that these people are having?
You see a lot of lung disease, and that primarily comes from the problem with cooking here. So they're cooking over an open fire. So you're seeing a lot of asthma, a lot of problems with coughing, breathing difficulties, even in children, because they're in that environment on a regular basis. I know there's some efforts being made internationally to help with new ways of having wood-burning stoves that would control the smoke a little bit, but we don't have an answer there yet. You're seeing a lot of stomach illnesses, which is not surprising either. In this community, there is not a water purification system. They're drinking the water that the city provides, which is somewhat clean, but it has a lot of bacteria and other stuff in it, so seeing a lot of problems. Those tend to be the main ones. And then you see, some folks with cancer, some folks with neurological disorders, folks with seizures and other things that we can't allow. We can treat the asthma, and we can treat the stomach. We just have to really refer them on to encouraging them to go into the hospital and really get treated for some of these more serious diseases.
Right. Now, Father, I think this is the first time that the missionaries, rather than staying with a single family for the 3 nights that they're there, are seeing different families. Obviously, yesterday with day one, it kind of sounds like in some of the notes that I've seen that Susan Natz has been sending around that everyone had basically wonderful experiences with these families. And the idea of rotating people around, this will allow us to see more families, correct?
Right. It seems like it's not going to be as unsettling as we first thought, and perhaps may work out just fine, and we'll evaluate it at the end. But it's always been what we would call like a neighborhood that has hosted our folks, so that it was never one family that bore the burden of feeding us and taking care of us. Might stay in one home, but others were taking care of you. So this time the community said, we'd really like them to be in our home as well. So they're moving from house to house. Now, what happened the first evening was they met all 3 families that they were going to stay with. So they've seen them all. So there's no surprises of who they're going to stay with. And most of them are just close by. So the neighborhood. So, you know, if you lived in a neighborhood in Omaha, you'd know that just down the street are our friends, and so the people are going from my house to their house.
Right.
In fact, the luggage has already been transported over there for most of them to the new home. And it gives them a chance for more people to get to know us, which is their desire on this end, that they want to get to know us. And so what better way than to have the missionaries stay in more homes? The struggle is you don't get to know one family as well.
Right.
And so for our folks, we'll have to evaluate how that is.
All right.
Well, Saturday, the plan is for them to spend the day working with whatever the family does that they're staying with on Friday. So if they have a coffee farm, or if they raise vegetables or corn, or if they do woodworking or whatever they do, our folks are just going to accompany them throughout the day on Saturday. Our missionaries always have asked for that, and so they're getting it.
All right. Well, Father, thanks so much for being with us. Any final thought or observation here as we conclude our brief chat here this morning?
No, just thanks for all your prayers and support from the listeners, because it's very, very helpful. The sun has come out each day, and the first day here, I was hoping that it would be challenging enough without having to be in fog and cold. So each day has been getting better and more beautiful, and we thank those who are praying for us to get us through this just fine. So, helps a lot.
Great. Well, Father, thanks for taking time with us back home here in your very, very busy missionary schedule. As we conclude, could we ask you to impart a blessing upon not only our listeners here, but also the wonderful people that you're with there in Guatemala?
Sure. I'll be happy to do that. We ask God, the God of love, the God who calls us into compassion for others, to bless today all those who reach out with their lives and hearts and the lives of others, who are living the gospel each day, especially our missionaries on this trip, and all those listeners who support us and who engage other folks in their own neighborhoods, in their own communities, reaching out in compassion to others. So may God's blessing be upon all of us today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you very much, Father Damian Zerline, joining us today. God bless you, Father.
Thanks, Bruce. Have a great day.